This is a Fox News alert. Yet another shot in the arm. I'm Dave Anthony. The FDA has just green-lighted a fourth COVID vaccine jab for some of us. Fox's Eben Brown has the update live.
Yeah, Dave, this would be a second booster or fourth overall shot of either Pfizer's or Moderna's COVID-19 vaccination for people aged 50 or older. While cases are currently low across the U.S., a second version of the virus's Omicron variant is becoming prevalent. Health regulators had already authorized a fourth dose for immunocompromised persons, but now anyone 50 or older can receive the extra booster, though its effectiveness is not well understood. FDA did not consult its panel of outside experts for their opinion before making this authorization, Dave.
And Evan, this isn't final approval. The CDC is still considering the booster. The Russians say they'll fundamentally cut back the fighting around Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, and Chernihiv, but still bombarding other cities. President Biden talked to some key allied leaders this morning. Fox's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And President Biden spent about an hour on the phone with the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and the UK. The call between the transatlantic alliance came as delegations from Russia and Ukraine met for another round of negotiations to end the Russian invasion. Leaders from all 30 NATO countries met in person last week for an emergency summit about the response to the war in Ukraine. Dave.
Now, Jared, the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot is probing an almost 8-hour gap in the official White House call records for then-President Trump. It's known he did have numerous conversations during the January 6th chaos. The committee has also recommended the full House hold ex-White House officials Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for not cooperating. Democrat Jamie Raskin.
There's no executive privilege here for presidents, much less trade advisors, to plot coups and organize insurrections against the people's government and the people's constitution, and then to cover up the evidence of their crimes.
Many Republicans call it political retribution.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
America's listening to Fox News. Again, our top Fox story, the FDA has authorized a second booster shot of the Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines, but the CDC has not made its final recommendation yet.
Recently, DHS just announced that they are going to start having all migrants get vaccinated for COVID-19 while they are in federal custody. And that begs the question, why now all of a sudden? The federal government has already released many hundreds of thousands of these migrants into the U.S. without vaccinations before.
Fox's Bill Malugin in Eagle Pass, Texas, where the surge of migrants coming here illegally continues.
The Del Rio sector where we are right now has been absolutely hammered in recent weeks. Their numbers are up more than 200% year over year. The Border Patrol stations here way over capacity, so the federal government is now mass releasing migrants into local communities.
For the first time in 3 weeks, kids are back in school in Minneapolis, facing longer days and a shorter summer.
Tens of thousands of Minneapolis school kids, after 15 days of missed classes, are now back after striking teachers voted to ratify a deal for bigger paychecks and bonuses, smaller class sizes, and other demands.
Contracts that we have put forward are going to require us to take a look at our budgets and make some adjustments going forward.
Minneapolis School Superintendent Ed Graff, as a battle over increased education funding also continues to play out at Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. The district is also adding 42 minutes to each school day and extending the school year to June 24th to make up for that lost time. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Despite surging inflation and record gas prices this month, Americans are optimistic about the economy. A measure of consumer confidence rose this month from February, though the survey also shows our expectations are for things to get worse. On Wall Street, as the price of oil drops some more, near 100 bucks a barrel again, stocks are rising, the Dow's gaining 233 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.